I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is.
And boy, do we have a major talent in the making right now.
Andrew Patterson, director of The Vast of Night.
Available to stream currently on Amazon. An extraordinary debut. Movies are fun, and making movies are fun. And here's a guy that is just shot out of a cannon. This is his first film.
Yeah. It's a genre piece.
Mm-hmm.
And he has no compunctions about picking up on genre points.
Yep.
That's fine. And you certainly can't ignore the influence of The Twilight Zone on this.
Right.
And the grand one that you and I just love, Close Encounters of a Third Kind.
Yeah. The movie takes place in the late 50s. Small New Mexico town, fictional town,
yep,
named after Rod Serling's production company. So there's a tip of the hat to your buddy Rod Serling. And it is stripped down, micro budget.
What did somebody say? I guess this would be the cost of the honey wagon
for
Steven Spielberg.
Right, right. The movie essentially follows these two characters, Faye and Everett. One is a switchboard operator, and the other one's a radio DJ, as they slowly figure out UFOs are descending on this small town. Because this movie is slow.
Hey, listen, you're so right. This guy is such a brilliant director. The tracking shot at the beginning, when the two of them are walking away from, I think, where the basketball game is, to go to their jobs. It's almost like screwball comedy. He's the wisecracker.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nerdy, smart little kid. This is certainly a dark film, not in the sense of dark spirit.
It takes place at night,
yeah,
and so you feel that. You're right, the tracking shots are really impressive. I kept getting the feeling aliens were watching. Artistically successful first at bat.
Well, you know, one of the things that endeared me to the story was I couldn't see any really bad guys. Ordinarily, you might have somebody, some crank.
Right.
They said, we're going to lock you kids up. You're going crazy. Nobody. Everybody's kind of going along, trying to see what's going on out there. And I saw my first UFO back in the 60s, and I saw it out in Arizona. And
is that right?
So I had a real good, I have a good feel for the
awe. Wait a minute. What is, now first, this is the first time?
No, it isn't the first time.
Because you saw a UFO.
Yeah, I did. I'm certain of it. However, I can't guarantee it. Only the other
what
people.
What were the circumstances? Were you smoking peyote or something?
The other people and I were standing there at the ridge of a canyon in Tucson. Over the great cactus, Saguaro Cactus Canyon. And lights were playing out in the distance and went out to the horizon, played there for a while, and then took off. It was impossible to tell if it wasn't something, some Air Force business. It was impossible to tell
but
you that it was.
Back then, see, now you got me going now. Because back then, I don't think there was any technology that, you're talking about how long, 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Technology that could have had these lights hovering and then zipping
off and circling back. I know it.
So
but
clearly,
it was so much fun. And
it was a UFO.
The reinforcement with the other people at the canyon, the canyon, standing kind of gawking and looking like that.
Yeah.
And then they're gone. And it was in Arizona, of course, near Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah, of course, right.
Okay, that whole funky area. Wow, great film.
It's interesting all those UFOs are spotted out there where there's nothing to eat. There's nowhere for them to pull off and get, you know. Why don't we see them more around here?
I don't know why. Should we have viruses? We have riots. Why the heck should they hang around here?
Yes, I don't know.
Well, all right. The film is
The Vast,
Vast of Night.
And I would suggest seeing it if only to pay attention to the filmmaking techniques. Like I said, it's not an exciting movie. The performances are, you know, for these younger folks in this micro-budget movie, really well done. But just to see the work of someone whose work you're going to be seeing a lot more of.
And don't you think that that's evocative of, would it have been Super 8? Would it have had that same feel, if the film Super 8?
Oh, with J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he pounds everything into the ground, so like it's so bombastic of a film that you lose any sense of scale.
Yeah,
I don't want to see him start, you know, just taking big $100 million budget jobs.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what he'd do with like a small crime movie.
And because it echoes for me, Spielberg faithfully captured the awe we had back then of the possibility of UFOs.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at WCBE.org.